Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here, host and owner of Epiphany Communications, coaching and consulting, and it's always a pleasure to be with you. We are definitely in the holiday season, and one of my favorite things to do is head to the Detroit Zoo. I absolutely love the wild lights, and to talk with us about that and so much more is Emily O'Hara, Senior Manager of Guest Experience Design at the Detroit Zoo. Emily, thank you for joining us here in It's Your Community.
Thank you, Vanessa. I'm really excited to be here to talk about wild lights.
So I love the best zoo lights, I believe, in America are the wild lights at the Detroit Zoo. So tell us, for those people who have never been to wild lights, what they're missing.
So Wild Lights has been running, this is going to be our 11th year of filling the zoo with millions of twinkling holiday lights that adorn expertly designed displays. And we have nearly 500 unique sculptures that are placed throughout the zoo and really make coming to the zoo nighttime kind of in this season during November through the first week of January, a must-see destination for zoo and holiday light goers alike.
And it's a whole family experience. So tell us, when families attend, along with the lights, you have, like, you know, hot chocolate stations. What else are they experiencing?
Yes. So we have a wide variety of food and treats. We have seasonal treats, including popcorn, pretzels. We have Coney Corner will be open this year, as well as Buddy's Pizza on site. And then for, I guess, the adults in your party, we also new this year have a specialty cocktail cart that will be on Rackham Fountain. And there we have a variety of fun cocktails planned, such as a spiced cider mule, the Jack Frost Fizz, and spiced cranberry apple sipper. In addition to kind of the food offerings, we also have a lot of photo opportunities. So it's a great time to get your whole family together, or if you have, you know, if you're traveling with a couple and you want to come get your name kind of under wild lights or in front of walkthrough ornaments or presents, and of course, a lot of animal sculptures as well.
What else is new this year, Emily? And what other new experiences attractions would we see at Wild Lights this year?
So this year, when you first enter the Detroit Zoo, you're going to see the Field of Light, which in past years has been at other locations in the zoo footprint, and now it sparkles and shines. The light tubes kind of dance to the music right in front of you as you walk in. As you continue along the trail, you are going to be able to go off the trail into our forested area, and it is going to be underwater themed this year. So you're going to dive into an underwater scene that will take you to the depths of the sea. As you go around the trail, you're going to turn a corner and there's going to be a breaching whale. And then at the end of that trail, there is an interactive wall where you can trigger the ocean floor to move and glow with bioluminescence. And then also this year, we have a new art exhibition that is going to be in the Ford Education Center. It is entitled Environmental Impact 2, and it features artwork from 19 artists that focuses on human impacts on the environment.
Wow, that's nice. And so every year, Emily, do you guys kind of regroup and take suggestions or ideas of how to make wild lights even better from the year before?
Yes. So we have guest feedback surveys that we do. So we listen to people who have come through the trail. We of course then have staff who are out there every night taking in kind of how the year went. And then we have all of our sculptures and displays. We look at the path, what we've done in years previous, and we make sure that the trail is new every year, as well as adding new elements. So as we mentioned, some of the new elements that are coming up. So while your family favorites will be there, we always want to have the trail be fresh and just a totally new experience every time you come.
And I know one of the family favorites is Santa. Will he be there this year?
We actually feature a wishing tree. So
You
can bring your wishes and send them up to Santa if you would like.
So uh-huh.
we, a huge tree in the center of the zoo. Uh-huh. And there you can kind of cast your wish, and you may hear the wishing tree talk back to you. And the wish travels up the tree and kind of out into the ether.
Oh, that's so cool. So it makes it to the North Pole, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And we're talking with Emily O'Hara here, Senior Manager of Guest Experience Design at the Detroit Zoo. It is tis the season for wild lights at the zoo. If you've never been, I highly encourage you to attend. My family goes every year, and I have some really cool pictures and Christmas ornaments that I picked up of us there that have made into ornaments that was really cool that hang on my tree this year. So, you know, in addition to some of the family favorites, let's talk about some of the feedback. What is one of your favorite parts of Wild Lights and other favorites that you've heard from other people?
Yeah. So Wild Lights is presented by Strategic Staffing Solutions at the Detroit Zoo. And one of the amazing things is that, as you said, people come year after year. And because we do redo the trail footprint every year, it can feel fresh, but you can find those moments. The classic, both daytime and nighttime photo is in front of Rackham Fountain with the bear sculpture, as well as the seals on the end there. And we see families take, again, their yearly photo with everyone in the daytime and then come back for Wild Lights. And we have a photo frame with garland and lights around it. And you can still get the glowing bears. We light them up at nighttime as well. So that's one of the classic things to come back and do.
And then you talked about the art exhibit, and that's something new. Are the artists local?
The artists who are featured in Environmental Impact 2 are not local to this area, but they are kind of a collection from a wide array of artists bringing various perspectives on kind of how human impacts can affect the environment today.
And what about the 4D movie guests can view during Wild Lights?
Yes. So during Wild Lights at the Detroit Zoo, we play Polar Express, the 4D experience. And if you have not been to it before, it's a 20-minute studio edit of the Polar Express film that's shown inside our 4D theater. And that includes special effects such as smells of hot chocolate when you're on the train. And then you see snow falling from the sky. And when there are bumps on the train, you also feel them in as your seat kind of rumbles. It's a very immersive experience to join in on.
That's so cool. So what kind of ticket packages are available for people listening, Emily?
So we have four main ticket packages. Brilliant Bundle this year includes both a daytime admission to the Detroit Zoo as well as admission to Wild Lights After Hours, and that one you can stay through the whole time. The Total Experience package includes admission to Wild Lights, as well as access to the art exhibition we talked about and Polar Patio, as well as the 4D theater. So that kind of gets you everything and the carousel. And then the Polar Patio package is one of our most popular packages. That includes admission to Wild Lights, access to the art exhibition, and also entry to our Polar Patio, which we haven't gotten a chance to talk about yet, but that is an additional food buffet that is available for guests who choose that package. And you also get a hot cocoa souvenir cup with that. And then finally, our 4D theater package includes the art exhibition and then tickets to that 4D theater experience in addition to your Wild Lights ticket.
So tell us a little bit more about the Polar Patio.
Yes. So the Polar Patio is located at our Table 28 restaurant, kind of in the center of the zoo. And there you have a buffet dinner available. It features, you know, food items such as chili, penne alfredo, grilled chicken, meatballs, apple and cherry cobbler is going to be available there this year. And basically it's a great spot to go in, warm up. It's about halfway through the trail, so you can kind of settle in for a little bit. And this year we have space both inside the restaurant as well as we have decorated some outdoor seating, and we have fire pits where you can also warm up there.
And how does the Wild Lights support the Detroit Zoological Society, which is the nonprofit that operates the Detroit Zoo and Belle Isle Nature Center?
Yes. So every Wild Lights ticket that is purchased directly supports the Detroit Zoological Society. And we provide world-class care to the animals who call the Detroit Zoo, as well as the Belle Isle Nature Center home. And we also provide community engagement and education with our surrounding communities and participate in conservation work that protects wild animals and their habitats.
So how can people listening, Emily, engage the Detroit Zoo? I mean, how can they follow you? Is it on social media, the website? What would you like them to do to stay up to date with what you have going on at the Detroit Zoo and purchase tickets?
Yeah, so if you are interested in tickets to the Wild Lights event itself, you can visit dzoo.org/wildlights. I'm just going to say it again because it's kind of a mouthful. So dzoo.org/wildlights. And then if you want to engage more with us as an organization, you can go to detroitzoo.org. And there you can access, you know, general daytime admission tickets, as well as you can get to our educational blog that we update with posts regularly about things that are happening with the Detroit Zoological Society, as well as the Detroit Zoo and the Belle Isle Nature Center. Those get updated. And then you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and I guess Twitter or X.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Emily, are there the tickets on incremental times, like you buy a time slot, like you did like we did with the Zubu?
Yeah. So if you go on to buy a Wild Lights ticket for the Detroit Zoo, you'll pick which date you would like to come, and then you'll pick what time slot you want to arrive. We really want to make sure that everyone has a great experience coming into the zoo. And so we pace out when guests are coming in so that it isn't so crowded when you're trying to make your way through. We want everyone to be able to really see the lights and take them in. And that just helps everyone have a better experience throughout the evening.
We're talking with Emily O'Hara today about the Detroit Zoo and the Wild Lights. And so the Wild Lights obviously start when the sun goes down, right? And so you see them at night, but what goes on during the day at the zoo in the wintertime?
Oh, I will say a daytime visit to the Detroit Zoo in the winter can be really fun because a lot of the animals who are normally resting during the day in the summertime, right, when it's hot, they're hanging out in the shade, those animals are often much more active. So the wolverines, polar bears, and the grizzly bears are sleepy in the winter, but you can see them outside. They have those thick winter coats. And then the wolves, of course, so many of those animals who, again, may be napping in an afternoon on a summer day are out and about in the winter. And then the other kind of key thing about a Detroit Zoo visit in the winter is we do have quite a few indoor buildings and indoor experiences. Mm-hmm. So really coming and going through the Poke Penguin Conservation Center, the Ron Kagan Wildlife Interpretive Gallery, which includes the butterfly garden, as well as Wilson Free Flight Aviary. And then, of course, we have the Holden Reptile Conservation Center and the National Amphibian Conservation Center. And those are all great buildings where there's a lot of awesome habitats and animals that you can check out pretty up close. And you can warm up kind of as you're going on your wintry walk around the zoo.
Now, can people still rent out the zoo for occasions, like whether it be an end of the year party or a wedding or a graduation? You still able to do that?
Yes. So we have many organizations who do like to use the Detroit Zoo as a venue, again, for either indoor or outdoor activities. We have rentals related to Wild Lights. So we have some private groups that will rent either a portion or all of Wild Lights for an evening. And then you can also do it, you know, not related to Wild Lights. We have rentals throughout the rest of the year as well through our events team.
So if a company wanted to rent parts of the wildlife for a company Christmas party, they could do that, reach out to the Detroit Zoo?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, very cool. That's a cool experience. We're talking with Emily O'Hara here on It's Your Community about the Detroit Zoo and Wild Lights and just some of the features that you'll experience, as she mentioned, just to reiterate, spectacular light displays, marvel at millions of twinkling lights, illuminating nearly 500 unique displays, creating a stunning and immersive spectacular spectacle rather for visitors of all ages. And then they have the Toyland and Wishing Tree. Dive into a joyful wonderland filled with life-sized toy sculptures, including a 40-foot long train for festive photos and seasonal treats and eats, and indulge in delicious seasonal treats and beverages that will warm you up as you explore the zoo. So as we, after January, what does the winter season look like at the Detroit Zoo as we head into the spring season?
Yes. Yeah, so after January 7th, which is the last day of wildlife, so make sure to come on out before that. But then we shift into, again, as I mentioned, the great indoor experiences to come see the animals who are active indoors, as well as the animals who really thrive in Michigan winters. We also then during the springtime shift into school groups coming out. So we have some great school partners who come and visit the Detroit Zoo with their classes. And our education team puts on some wonderful programs that really enhance the kind of the educational signage that's here. They do incredible programming with those groups as well.
And how many people typically does the Detroit Zoo attract during wild lights? Do you have any estimation?
I do not have that number.
Okay, I'm just curious.
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't have that number offhand. But yeah, we aim for a couple thousand each evening. But as you mentioned, during wild lights, we do spread out guests who come throughout the evening with timed tickets so that it never feels like an overwhelming experience, but you can still have that intimate experience while we do have thousands of guests who come through for the event.
So I know it's after the fact, but the zoo was nominated for Best Zoo Lights in America. It's Wild Lights nominated in USA Today, 10 Best Contest. I know it's after the fact, but that's also an honor to be nominated. When do the results come out for that?
I am not sure of that.
All right, we'll follow you on social media to find out.
That would be great. I mean, I'm wondering if by the time this airs, maybe we'll know.
We'll see. People listening, go to the Detroit Zoo on social media or the website. You can find out and see if they won. But, you know, the Detroit Zoo has received many accolades over the years around the country for being one of the best destinations. Places, right? And the best zoos. And it's one of the jewels here in Detroit.
Yes. And we can't do it without our community members. So I guess I wanted to say that, you know, whenever the results come out, I want to thank everyone who has supported the Detroit Zoo in that contest for, you know, for supporting wild lights, but also just for supporting us as a member of the community. Because we really value our partners, as well as guests who come and visit the Detroit Zoo and the Belle Isle Nature Center regularly.
I'm going to get into the Belle Isle Nature Center because we have a few more minutes with you. But first, I also want to acknowledge, you know, for you to acknowledge, I know you mentioned the main sponsor of Wild Lights, but there are several companies throughout the year that sponsor your events and especially the Wild Lights as well.
Yes. So we are very thankful this year. Wild Lights of the Detroit Zoo is being presented by Strategic Staffing Solutions. But you're right. We have some incredible partners who we work with year after year. And I would say both supporting us in supporting events, but also we have many partners who come out and volunteer. So they'll bring, you know, groups of employees will come and work together in our lands with, you know, with our landscaping team to kind of help refresh the beds in the spring or in the fall. And we have some great opportunities and we're really thankful for their partnerships as well.
And so, you know, what are other attractions that you want to share with our listeners as it regards to the Detroit Zoo and all its features?
Yeah, I guess we haven't really mentioned during Wild Lights, in addition to the 4D theater and the art gallery that are going to be open, the carousel will also be running. Okay. So that's primarily something that folks might envision on a summer day, but we have walls that actually go up around it to help buffer the wind. And so we're able to keep that running throughout Wild Lights as well.
That's awesome. And so what can you share with our listeners today on Nature Community, Emily, about Belle Isle Nature Center?
Oh, if you haven't been to the Belle Isle Nature Center in, well, I guess more than a year, we just renovated the whole building, reopened in September of 2022. And so we've been open, you know, reopened just over a year now. And during that renovation, we kind of fully gutted the guest area of the building. We have brand new animal habitats, as well as immersive spaces for kids and families to explore and learn about the urban wildlife, who we all share our neighborhoods with, our backyards, our sidewalks. There's a walk-through sewer tunnel where you can kind of explore with some of the animals who call that place home, as well as an underground crawl through area where you're an ant under the sidewalk and you can move seeds or rocks and kind of burrow up through under the sidewalk.
So how do we get tickets to that? Is that online as well? Or how do we visit the Belle Isle Nature Center?
So the Belle Isle Nature Center is free admission. It does require a passport or admission to Belle Isle itself, and that is through the DNR. So if you have the Michigan passport attached to your license plate, you can drive right onto the island, or you pick up your pass as you go onto Belle Isle as the island. But then the Nature Center itself is totally free admission, and they're open, again, all throughout the winter as well.
Do schools do field trips there as well as to the Detroit Zoo?
Schools do field trips to the Belle Isle Nature Center. Sometimes they'll do it just to the Nature Center, or if they're going on the island, we work closely with the other kind of cultural institutions on the island. And sometimes schools will pair up and do multiple stops on one field trip.
We've been talking to Emily O'Hara here, Senior Manager of Guest Experience Design at the Detroit Zoological Society and the Detroit Zoo. It is the wild light season going on right now into the first week of January. You can get your tickets now. Emily, what else do you want to share with our listeners before we let you go? What else do you want them to know?
I think the biggest takeaway is to not miss out on wild lights. I know sometimes as families are moving through this season, things move quickly. So I would say stop by dzoo.org/wildlights to pick up your tickets now. We are running wild lights through January 7th, and just want to make sure that folks don't get to that second week and say, oh, darn it, I missed it this year. Because it really is, it's a great family tradition. And we love to see folks come out year after year to see how the trail has changed, the new elements that we've added, as well as some of their favorites as well.
So Emily, do you have to purchase it online? Could people just go to the zoo and buy tickets, or is it recommended that you do it online?
So you can buy tickets, walk up, as long as they're still available for the evening. Okay. I would recommend going online. Oftentimes we will have, sliding prices. So you might be able to get a better deal for a certain day or time. So I would definitely say check it out there first. But if you wake up and decide, hey, let's head over to the zoo, you can also come on by, and we do sell tickets. Again, as long as they're still available and we haven't sold out for that evening, we will sell them at the front gate as well.
So tell us a little bit about you, Emily. How did you end up working at the Detroit Zoo? What attracted you to wanting being at the Detroit Zoo?
So I've worked at the Detroit Zoo for the last 6 years. And the thing that attracted me the most about the Detroit Zoo and the Detroit Zoological Society generally is the focus on animal welfare. Mm-hmm. One of the things that, people don't necessarily always associate with the word zoo is thinking about the care that goes into taking care of, hundreds or thousands of animals who are cared for at any of these institutions. And we have such a robust team that focuses on monitoring animal welfare, as well as ensuring that we're working with our zookeeping staff and they're getting the best care, while also, sharing their stories with the public.
You guys, does the Detroit Zoo have relationships with other zoos around the country, just to talk about common practices and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, we are very active members of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, as well as being accredited by them. And many of our team members serve on committees, as well as participate, in training with that organization. And we work really closely with them, as well as we oversee the Great Apes Heart Project. And that is a collaborative kind of collaborative group that works toward great ape heart health. So it's a very specialized kind of niche, but we help oversee that effort to ensure great ape health throughout the organizations who care for those animals.
Emily O'Hara, about a minute left with you here on It's Your Community. What last words do you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you. Again, Wildlights at the Detroit Zoo, which this year is presented by Strategic Staffing Solutions, couldn't continue without our community coming out and supporting us. We're just so happy that we'll be able to run it through January 7th this year. And we hope everyone can come out and see, again, some of your favorites, get some great photos and some good memories, and hopefully some good food too. We've got some good treats this year. So we're excited to see you.
Yeah, it's a wonderful family fun experience. I've gone several times. We absolutely love it. Thank you, Emily, for being with us here on It's Your Community.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Any questions or comments, show topics you want me to get to, you can easily reach me, Vanessa Denha Garmo, at epiphanycommunications.com, or you can find me on any of my social media platforms, private message me on LinkedIn or Instagram. I'm on X and Epiphany Communications on Facebook. As always, we remind you, our listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community. A public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.